All right, it is Sunday, April 11th, 2021. This is Chris Arellano. I'm here with Bernie Torres at his home in Costilla, New Mexico. My interview with Mr. Torres is part of the Northern New Mexico Music Past and Present Project. So would you like to introduce yourself, Bernie?
Yeah, my name is Bernie Torres, originally from Amalia, and now in Costilla.
How long have you lived here in Costilla, Bernie?
I moved here from Amalia in 1963.
Was there color back then, or was it still everything black and white?
Everything was black and white. We didn't even have TV at the time, so it was zero.
The world hadn't gone color yet.
Nope.
But okay, so I didn't realize actually that you were grew up in Amalia. So how old were you when you moved to Costilla?
I moved to Costilla as a sophomore. As a sophomore, we came to high school here. Okay. And my dad bought a ranch here in known then as Zacate Blanco, just south of Costilla. Okay. And I was the chosen one to come and take care of the cows for that winter and the following winter. And as it turns out, my parents end up moving here from Amalia. Mm. We built a house there at the ranch, and they moved from Amalia down here to Costilla.
Okay. Was it at the cabins where you didn't grow up there?
No, we were, they call it Lotra Banda. We're just kind of a little bit northwest of the Amalia school.
Oh, okay.
Of the Amalia school. It was known as Lotra Banda, almost directly across from the what today is the Amalia Senior Citizen Center.
Okay.
We were on the opposite side, directly across as a crow flies, probably a mile.
Oh, okay, nice. So I wanted to do the interview with you, Bernie, because ever since I was a kid, you were part of Los Diaz. You kind of headed that and were a leader for that. Can you tell me a little bit about Los Diaz and like how old you were when you started doing that and how you learned about it?
Well, we grew up, all my family grew up dando Los Diaz. Goes back to my parents, my grandfather, and I really liked it. It was a very, it's a beautiful thing what they did back then. Growing up in Amalia, there was probably like four different groups. There was the Arellanito group from Ventero. There was the Vallejos from Amalia. There was my brother Andy and Gerald Mess, Gerardo Mess. So it was like four different groups, and they would go out. At that time, most of them walked all from Ventero to Amalia. They walked to all the houses. And it's known, Los Diaz is known more as going out and serenade the Manueles, El Día de los Manueles, Emmanuel. And that's how it got started. Then, of course, there was not many Manueles, and people loved the music and loved los versos, los días. So then people started going to every house, whether they were Manueles or no Manueles. But back to your question, in 1963, when I moved to Costilla, I remember hanging around with my classmates then, Gaspar, Leo, Valentin wasn't my classmate, may his soul rest, but Jimmy Loato. There's a group of us that we used to hang around here in Costilla. Mm-hmm. And it was on New Year's Day in 1963, and I remember it was kind of sad because nobody was dando los días here in Costilla. And I asked, I says, doesn't anybody go out? You know, we have all these groups in Amalia. And they said, no, that they don't go out here. And I said, well, let's go out. And it was about probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they said, well, what are we going to do? Los días, las mañanitas. I said, well, we'll just do las buenas tardes. We'll start a new tradition. We'll just do it in the evening. So I had an accordion, not very good at playing it, but I took my accordion. None of the other people had any instruments of any sort and didn't even probably know how to play. But anyway, they thought it was a good idea. And probably the most rewarding thing to me at that time that was really, really, really kind of really made me go out and serenade with different people. It's the first time I got a feeling, because now I was leading a group that we knew nothing about, but I just loved it. And of course, I already knew how to compose verses and stuff because we grew up with that. Mm-hmm. And I remember we stopped at, I think it was Toribio Lobato's place at that time. And then we were told that Marian Trujillo had been diagnosed with cancer, and they had sent her home, and she was in her, basically her deathbed. So they asked us if we could go over there to do the, to kind of bring a little joy to her, las mañanitas or whatever. And I remember going there, and it was just that moment that really touched me, that we could make somebody happy, mm-hmm. even on their last days, that we could bring a lot of joy to them. That's where I started, 1963.
In 63. Real quick, you said Manueles.
Oh. Los Manueles.
What was that? What's the meaning?
Well, New Year's Day. It's Emmanuel, the day of our Lord Jesus. You know, el día de los Manueles, and it goes to Manuel or Manuelitas, either. And it's a lot of people were named Juan Manuel, and a lot of people were named or some women were named Manuelitas, mm-hmm. and so. That's the real tradition of Los Días. It's not just to go out and sing to everybody. That's how it originated, El Día de los Manueles.
But they would still, on New Year's Day, they would...
Well, that was a day. That was a day. On New Year's Day is when they celebrated that. That's the real day, El Día de los Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. And it brought so much joy to different people. You know, for example, say we would go to Mano Juan Manuel's house to sing, and they would probably have a whole family there because it was like a birthday, like a celebration. And the interesting thing, Chris, is that back at that time, even though people didn't have a lot of means for many things, they would open their house, and they still do, and they serve the best meals. They prepare for it be 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter. They're just glad that you're there. And
so the people, they would know that you were coming?
Oh, yeah. The Manueles knew that for sure you would be there.
Okay, so would prepare
that. Yeah, and then from that, from there, just like we got an invitation, as I told you earlier, to go to the Marian's house, other people say, well, why don't you come to our house? Why don't you, if you're going, and then it just started growing from there. Right today, and of course last year we didn't go out, but as of, because of COVID, but we've expanded that to go to almost every house, not every single house, but most of the houses. We pretty much gear ourselves to going to the elderly folks, the mm-hmm. shut-ins, people that can't really get out anymore. That's what we primarily focus on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we go to other people too, because other people want us to go to their houses. But now we have expanded that from Amalia, Costilla, touch a little bit of Garcia, and we used to go to Jaroso. We've gone as far as San Luis, and then Cerro and Cuesta. Mm-hmm. Now, we pretty much today, we probably, or in the past few years, we have asked people to gather their families in one at one place.
Oh, so you're not.
So because everybody wants to be part of it, you know, sometimes we'll have 50, 60 people at one gathering. Mm-hmm. Last year was the first time, or in 2020, we used to go to almost all the houses in Amalia because that's where we started. Mm-hmm. And the Amalia people decided they wanted all to get together at the community center and have a big potluck breakfast. So it was real easy. We made one stop and had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We could really, but you can imagine going out January 1.
Yeah. In the dead of winter.
and Chris, yet. That's one thing that got changed. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, the dead of winter. It used to be there was a New Year's dance, as you probably played in quite mm-hmm. a few of them growing up. I'm sure you played in quite a few. It was a New Year's dance. And right at 12 o'clock or just a little after, the main band would stop and other people would come in and start singing Los Versos de los Días. So then after the dance was over, then we would go to people's houses.
Right.
And I don't know if we finally figured it out that we would, a lot of people are still sleeping or trying to recuperate from the dance. So we kind of, I guess it's been about 10 years ago, we decided we're not going to go after a dance anymore because it just doesn't.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't anymore. Make sense to be walking out there at 20 below zero and tuning guitars and people, musicians, freezing their fingers. So we decided we would start gathering at between 5 and 6 on New Year's Day at a gathering place. And we practice, and then from there we choose the houses we're going to go to, and we go. But by that time, the first couple hours is pretty cold, but
yeah,
by 8, 9 o'clock,
yeah,
you're starting to feel a little better, not to mention the little hot toddy that they give you at different places.
At all the houses. Mm-hmm. Nice. So you started in 63. That's when you're in Costilla, and then when did you say in Amalia, like your
in
grandfather,
Amalia,
like what year was that?
Oh, in Amalia, my grandfather used to go out. My mother lived to be 95, and she used to do it. They used to go out, so her dad used to do it. So I'm going to guess tradition in Amalia, probably every bit of 200 years.
So Zach, your dad, was doing it.
No, my dad Zach, he came from Taos. My dad Zacarias Torres was originally from Taos. He married my mom. My mom has always lived in Amalia, but my dad came from Taos.
Mm-hmm.
And
They do Los Días in Taos too, right?
It's kind of like Los Días. I think the in Arroyo Seco they used to do them at one time. They don't do them anymore, I don't think. But Francisco el Comanche, they do what they call Los Comanches. It's basically like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Los Manueles. They go to places where there's Manueles and they do the Indian dances, the Comancheros, or I think that's what they call their group, Los mm-hmm. Comancheros. And they go do some dancing and do a little singing and stuff, but totally different than what we do.
Yeah, you know, when I interviewed Ernie Marquez, I was telling I was going to interview about Los Días, and he was wondering if you had ever had somebody sing back to you. He said, like, in Arroyo Seco, they have, they come to the house, but then the people inside will sing back to the people giving Los Días, and they kind of, like, go back and forth or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
It was, you know, when I mentioned earlier, about four groups being together
mm-hmm.
in Amalia. That's a small community. So you take four groups of violins, guitars, and accordions, everything that people take to make it sound good. The place that we would all gather, and I mean, I was not old enough to go in there, but at that time it didn't really matter if you were, you know, everybody's house was open. So there was La Cantina de los Sánchez, Filimón Sánchez, the Sánchez family from Amalia. That was like the biggest building in Amalia besides the church. Probably was even bigger than the church. That's where everybody would gather. After, by around noon, 1 o'clock, everybody was done doing los días, and they would gather there. So back to your question, that's where the versistas would see who would, you know, the moment you made a verse that didn't rhyme, you were out of the competition.
Oh, okay.
And they had to be good verses. And so they would, the versistas, because there's groups of people that go out, Chris, there's groups of people that go out. But in that group, there's only maybe two or three versistas. And there's always one lead versista, you know, the one that kind of gets everything started. So back to that question, yes, we still have some people that will sing back a verse to us, especially the elderly folks. Mm-hmm. They'll sing verses back to us, and we ask them, right, that we sang them a verse. In a form of verse, we ask them that they have to answer back, sing back to us a verse. And some of them don't get the tune right, but it doesn't matter. It's fun. They do it. Okay. Some don't rhyme, but it's still okay. it's part of having fun. And
yeah.
And but
are you? You're one of the lead
versistas. I have been for probably 40 years, probably.
Yeah.
And what we did with that, Chris, because I have a passion for that. It's a beautiful thing that takes place in our community. The last year we did in 2020, a lot of people put it on Facebook, and you ought to be surprised how many people remember that. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of comments we got about that they remember that, but it had died off in their community. San Luis, Chama, they used to go out there, and there's good versistas there, but they don't gather anymore to do it. It's So
the versistas, like yourself, like, because I've been part of it before. I've gone with you guys a couple times and played the mandolin. But I know, like, what you pinpoint a family, like Los Sanchez, if there's somebody hanging out there, and then you know a little bit about their family, like if they're farmers or something. So you start off by singing, you know. And you guys have that same kind of tune that you use.
The same tune, yeah.
And then, how do you make up your... Because you do it on the fly. You just make it up on the spot.
Yeah, I have to say it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift.
You're like a... Like modern day rappers, that's kind of because that's what they do on there.
Yeah.
They look at something and they're singing about it, and it's all rhyming. And
yeah, you try to do that, but you know what, Chris? Because I, in taking a bunch of people, if I'm the main versista, I would catch myself always doing the singing and the leading and everything, and other people would follow. So, what I did, both myself and Alfonso Gonzalez got together one day, and we decided that we're going to write all the verses down that pertain with it. And we have them all written. So those verses are not really for me as much as it is to give me a break. So what we did is we put them in categories. We put versos para cantar afuera. That's before you...
All right, sorry about that. So that was verses para cantar afuera. And then
versos de entrada, and versos de entrada, and then versos adentro, and then verses that I make up for the family once we're inside for the different families, you know, just.
So you wrote those down, like for.
There's approximately, probably, 10 verses para afuera. Same thing, para entrar, maybe there's only like maybe 6 or 7. And then inside we have about 8. And then the main versistas will take over from there until it's time to sing La Despedida, Versos de Despedida, and those are very pretty. We just make those verses just prior to doing the Mañanitas del Año Nuevo that we wrote as well.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote those Mañanitas del Año Nuevo ourselves, and we use that all the time, and it's real pretty. It just has to do with the New Year's Day, you know. It's the same tune as Las Mañanitas,
mm-hmm.
but it's the words are, the lyrics are different.
So Las Mañanitas is the happy birthday,
the Spanish tradition, and we have you know, it just something that really brings everything together at the end of our gathering. Usually a gathering in a house can take any time, any from 10 more than that, maybe like 15 to 30 minutes is probably the average,
mm-hmm.
per home.
Yeah.
And that's assuming that we're in rushing it.
Yeah.
For the most, in a lot of places, if they brought all their families in to be there, not necessarily like to the community center, but to their homes,
mm-hmm.
they probably want to bring their grandkids and their, you know, their hijitos from Denver or whatever that showed up. That might take an hour.
Yeah.
But because you have to make verses for a lot of them. And the interesting thing, Chris, is things developed, you know, growing up in Amalia, all we had to learn was do Spanish verses, rhyme the Spanish, make verses in Spanish and stuff. And as we went to visit different houses and mixed marriages began to happen,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people would ask me, compose a verse for my husband, he doesn't speak Spanish, or one for my wife, she doesn't speak Spanish. So I started working on that. My wife is a pretty good composer, Gladys,
mm-hmm.
and she would help me kind of how we can match some of these versos,
yeah,
and to make them bilingual, I guess you would,
yeah.
say. And that was really interesting. And then as more people asked us to do that, of course, you start thinking ahead of time and you make them a lot better and you make them funny and... You know, yeah. whatever.
Yeah, that's a, didn't Gladys used to do, what is it, the entrega too?
Gladys did the entrega. My mother wrote a beautiful entrega, Candelaria Torres, Entrega de los Novios, and my wife did a lot of that, a lot of entregas in her lifetime.
And that's kind of similar to the...
It's kind of, it has verses, you know, it's a little different tune,
mm-hmm.
but it's very beautiful. It's a, that tradition is absolutely beautiful. A lot of people sing the entrega different. I like the way she sings it,
mm-hmm.
and the way my mother used to sing it. I think in our family, all of them know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that Gladys used to help my mom,
mm-hmm.
write verses or something. I knew they used to do something together on that. But on Los Días, again... So, like, the verses that you wrote out, are they some of the, like, the real old ones that you learned in Amalia, or are these newer ones that
the tune was different.
Mm-hmm.
The tune, there's a polka and the cuna, and then sometimes if you're real tired, we use a tune of Las Mañanitas for the verses, you know, because it's a little bit easier on your throat. But the traditional versos de los días, antiguos, that are, I think they're, I think it's a cuna, you know, mm-hmm. and those, that's hard to put a lot of, to make.
The rhythm
is a little bit different, and it's a little harder to really make verses, but because you got to make them rhyme. Mm-hmm. If you don't make the verses rhyme, they'll have you take a corner like they did back in Amalia. And that's exactly what these people did. It was like a competition of who were the better versistas, and I can tell you who those people were.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now that some of the best versistas in Amalia was Pudidor Vallejos, that's Mr. Gus Vallejos' dad. The Arellanitos from Ventero, Mr. Ben Arellano, Mike Arellano, those were very, very powerful versistas. And then there was another one, Carlos Mess, and that's David and Orlando Mess's dad. Mm-hmm. He was a real good versista as well. And then they went from there. Those are the people that I remember, because by the time I was born, my grandfather had already passed away. But then there was the, and then from there you go to another category, and then that would go like to Gerardo Mes, my brother Andy, George Ortega, my sisters, my oldest sister, and just different people of kind of like right now as I'm having this interview, they're probably in their mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And I'm like 75, and then back then there was just right. Those were the people that went out. So that is the.
But they were almost like competitive, like because there was, you said there's like four groups there.
Yes.
They were all kind of competitive.
They were.
But
all,
they would they go together? All of them
no,
go together?
No, they never went together. They just joined. The deal was they would all meet at the bar. At the end of the day.
Okay.
They'd start marching in, and of course, there was a good reason for that. And everybody would just be in a celebrating mood, and they'd meet there, and they would start trying to challenge each other with verses. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't last very long, and some of them would lose their train of thought, and that person would have to sit down, and then they'd get somebody else, you know, but it... going back to versistas, right here in Costilla, I think the only ones that used to answer back or, you know, make verses or compose verses back to us, one was Billy Vigil. Mm-hmm. Billy Vigil and, well, sort of Toribio Lobato back in the day. And then, of course, my wife's dad, Fidelito Arellano, he was a heck of an accordionist, and they used to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So in Costilla, I'm not sure exactly who led them at any one particular time, other than Amalia always ended up coming to Costilla to do the versos of the Los Días.
So did it start in Amalia? Is that where the tradition started, or where did it even further back? Is there anything?
No, as far as I know, where it originated, I can't tell you, but where I know for at least 200 years, it's been in Amalia.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Wow.
And then there was something happening here, and one of the things that I found real interesting, Chris, is that I mentioned the top versistas.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people were members of the Morala.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of those persons that I probably mentioned, except maybe one or two, they were all members of the Morala. And I think that's where they got their, from the Alabados.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they became such good versistas, because all the alabados that are sung in the Morada, they all rhyme.
Right. Mm-hmm. And wow. I didn't know there was even a connection there.
I say that's a connection,
mm-hmm.
because when I'm a member of the Morada now in Hermano, and I says, this is probably where they got it, because they're all beautiful and they rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells a story. The alabados is a form of it's a story, mm-hmm. that's sung out. You sing that story, and the versos de los días are pretty much that. You tell, except you make them short and funny and add something to them to bring joy to the family, and mm-hmm. and but they all go together.
Yeah. Can I take a pause? And do you have any of those written down that you mm-hmm. said? That would mm-hmm. you be able to kind of sing one of them, a piece of one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me take a pause here.